Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, September 24th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Microsoft began rolling out a new Xbox dashboard, which includes a Chromium-based Edge browser. This version of Edge looks almost identical to the PC version, letting users access web apps like Google Stadia, Microsoft Word, or Discord. Extensions are not supported in this browser. New York City lawmakers passed a series of bills designed to improve working conditions for app-based delivery workers. The bills would require restaurants to grant couriers access to bathrooms, provide minimum per-trip payments, let couriers set limits on routes, and guarantee access to full tips. The bills would also require apps to pay workers at least once a week. Grubhub and DoorDash have come out supporting the legislation. Epic Games announced that its Easy Anti-Cheat system now runs on Linux and macOS. The company said this is specifically set up to work with Proton and Wine compatibility layers used by Valve's upcoming Steam Deck to run Windows games. Anti-cheat software maker BattleEye also confirmed its software will soon be compatible with the Steam Deck. Twitter will open up in-app tipping to all users and is adding the ability to receive tips as Bitcoin. The tipping feature, which was previously limited to select users, also accepts Venmo, Cash App, Bandcamp, GoFundMe, and Brazil's PicPay. Tipping is available to all iOS users now and coming to Android over the next few weeks. Facebook CTO Mike Schroeffer announced that he will step down at some point next year after 8 years in the position. He will become the company's first senior fellow, helping out with recruiting and AI. Andrew Bosworth, who currently heads up consumer hardware, will take over as CTO. Amazon launched Prime Video channels in India, providing a single hub to subscribe to 8 streaming services, including Discovery Plus and Mubi. Pricing ranges from $4 to $27 per year, depending on the service. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman and Priya Anand sources say Amazon is planning a 15-inch wall-mountable Echo display, codenamed Hoya, designed to be a smart home control panel. The company is also reportedly working on Echo soundbars with integrated cameras for video calls, as well as a second-generation Echo Auto product that will offer wireless charging and access to Amazon's voice assistant. Sources also say Amazon has a team working on custom chips to power future Echo devices, as well as improve syncing across its device categories. GoPro confirmed reports that its new Hero 10 Black action cam can record 5.3K at 60 frames per second for 20 minutes with zero airflow before shutting down due to overheating protections. The company said its research showed that 75% of GoPro video recordings are less than 70 seconds, and that providing additional airflow will extend recording times. Clubhouse rolled out a new feature called Wave on iOS and Android, letting users easily invite multiple followers at once to a private audio chat room. Users sending Wave requests can still browse and join in other chats while that room fills up. According to FCC filings seen by MacRumors, the Apple Watch Series 7 includes a 60.5 GHz module for wireless data transfers, but it's only activated when placed on a proprietary magnetic dock. It's possible the system might be reserved for use by Apple employees for diagnostics. Google updated Android Assistant's driving mode, which now shows easy-to-view cards for navigation, music, messages, and other functions by telling Assistant, "Let's drive." Android Auto was also updated to show music, news, and podcast recommendations from Google Assistant, as well as set a default launch app when Android Auto starts. Google also announced that it will integrate its Android Automotive infotainment system into an all-new Honda model set for launch in the second half of 2022. Microsoft confirmed it will upgrade the original Surface Duo device to Android 11 by the end of 2021. When it released the device, Microsoft committed to 3 years of software and security updates. Impossible Foods is rolling out another plant-based product designed to taste like meat. Impossible Pork is first coming to Chef David Chang's Momofuku Sambar in Manhattan, which will serve spicy rice cakes made with Impossible Pork. The company says the product uses up to 85% less water and as much as 82% less land than what typical pork production requires, and cuts greenhouse gas emissions by up to 77%. Engineers at Northwestern University published a paper in the journal Nature detailing a microflyer, a passive flight module that can be packed with sensors, power sources, antennas for wireless communication, and embedded memory. The team studied maple trees and other types of wind-dispersed seeds to optimize its aerodynamics, allowing these modules to have a controlled, slower descent when dropped from flight. And finally, Roblox announced a new feature called Listening Parties, designed to let artists premiere a new album in existing experiences across the platform. The artist Poppy will host the first listening party to debut her new album, Flux. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.